Song of the Week, your home for smooth jams and fire rhymes. 34 degrees, 10 minutes after the hour. I talked it up.
You're making me hard right now.
Because it's so bad.
It's obnoxious.
So very annoying.
Unlistenable.
That's bad. Really bad.
That was so bad.
For the love of God, why the fuck are you listening to Shitty Song of the Week?
Hello, all you silly shitheads, and welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week. I'm your host, Red. Joining me tonight is the only Bobby that I know who's never smoked crack with Whitney Houston. Jody B's vestigial twin, my brother of the paintbrush, Mr. Bobby Boucher from the 50 Shades of Boucher podcast. What's going on, buddy?
I stepped over your intro. I'm sorry. I said when you, that's my bad. When you like crack thing came up, I was like, perfect. We're in. Oh my, what fuck, God. Hello, yeah. Man. What's going on?
Not much, dude. I've been having fun with the intros and shit here lately. So I didn't mean to throw you off. Before we get into anything tonight, make sure to go over to shittysong.show, where you'll find links to the social media, the Patreon, the voters poll, and everything else Shitty Song of the Week related. You can join the new Shitty Song of the Week Discord server. You go hang out, give us song suggestions, chat, and just hang out with me and whoever else is on Discord. I'll put the link in the show notes. So, but now that all the bills are paid and the homework's done and all that kind of shit, Bobby, how are you, buddy?
I can't complain, man. I've had a lot of time off hanging out with the kiddos.
Right on. Hell yeah.
You know, have a cup of coffee. Smoke one, then you watch Bluey for 2.5 hours. You're like, oh shit, I'm gonna change my life.
Living the life, it sounds like. I hear you.
It's not bad. I can't complain.
Hell yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming and hanging out and bringing some shitty music. I think we never did call this a genre or anything, but I think I'm gonna call this one just like pop punk or something. I think I feel like that's what it's gonna wind up being.
I will say this is the bottom tier of this band. Like I love Who I Brought, you know, to bring. Like literally every other song I almost love. But this song was a what the fuck are you fucking thinking kind of a thing. So it's like, you know, you hear them and you hear the name and you think at least like, well, they were pop hit. You know, I know Megan Trainor is the kind of fuck you bitch on the show. So right. She's been pop music, but, you know, the band I picked, I was like, they're better than her. I mean, they're pretty fucking good, but they decided to be gay and, you know, they decided to, I don't know, be the trans version of Avicii in this song. It's so terrible. I hope I win. I hope I win based off of just this band could do better and they just, they slept with a crack whore. That's this song. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I say pop punk because your band kind of fits that bill for the pop punk criteria. I'm talking bands like Newfound Glory, Good Charlotte, shit like that. That's pop punk to me.
For sure.
So we'll call it pop punk. I invited you onto the show because you haven't been on in a while. And I told you to pick the genre and you just said a band. You know, so I kind of went with pop punk, but I'm a punk rocker at heart, like old school punk rock, you know. I don't like pop punk very much. There's a couple bands, like Newfound Glory is one that I like. I like a little bit of Blink 182, shit like that. But let's not beat around the bush. Who did you send me? What band are you bringing? What band are you bringing tonight, Bobby? Let's just get right on into it.
I've got Fall Out Boy, which you'd think in Shitty Song doesn't belong. You know, for a fan, I'm a fan of Fall Out Boy, but
well, I wouldn't necessarily say all that because last year, Mr. Christian Blatt brought Fall Out Boy's cover of "We Didn't Start the Fire." Are you familiar with this?
That's
terrible, right? So I've never been a fan of Fall Out Boy. Really, like they just never stuck out on my radar in that pop punk scene. I was listening to Newfound Glory and maybe a little bit of Good Charlotte and Blink 182 and shit like that. But when I say I was a punk rocker, I'm talking like 80s British punk, you know, early 90s hardcore thrash punk like Subhumans and Crass and shit like that, like old hard punk rock. But I got into the pop punk thing for a little bit. So I'm not super familiar with Fall Out Boy's discography. So the song that you're bringing, what's the name of this song again?
So the song that I'm bringing is Young and Menace from Fall Out Boy, right? It's from an album they had in 2017 called Mania. And now what I was double checking is what you need to go back to and we're going down and all that shit. You don't have to worry about that. Okay.
No, the guy that shit sucks.
The guy with the deer antlers who's fucking a farmer's daughter and the farmer tries to shoot him in the music video. That is a shitty song, but like it's all right. But like, I don't have my glasses on cause they reflect so bad. I'm going to get new glasses tomorrow, but my old man perv glasses, they reflect too much and they're gross. I look like an old pervert. I don't have it. The Take This to Your Grave album, they are pretty fucking good there. All right. I will say the patron saint of liars and fakes, all that shit. Great. But yeah, they fucked up on this song I'm bringing up.
Yeah. See, none of that rings a bell to me. I never listened to Fall Out Boy that much. Like the, we're going down in the earlier round. Yeah, I don't listen to that. Was the only song that I'm really familiar with at all, honestly. Like, I never got into Fall Out Boy enough for it to even matter. You know, they never stuck out on my radar.
I would tell you in the after show to play some, like, if I have some hits and you have some time, dude, that they're really good. Like, get out of, like, before they got famous. That shit, I remember, like, my sister had that, and I was young enough to not know who they were and all this shit, but, like, no, they were fucking good, dude. That shit's great. That's actually one of my favorite songs. And then they become poppy, gay, and they made it in Madden, though. They had a song in Madden that I fucking was all right with, you know? Okay. I can't remember what it was, but they made Dance, they're leaving the bus that first time. Yeah, anyways. That's shitty karaoke of the week right there.
There you go.
Anyway, my bad.
So, no, you're good. So, Young and Menace. Let's go ahead and pull this thing up and get it going here. Fall Out Boy, Young and Menace. So, I'm going to press play on it. You stop me whenever you want to chit-chat or you got something you want to say. So, it is 3 minutes and what does that say? 58 seconds, almost 4 minutes. So, this is
going to be good. You don't do the whole song, right? Or do you do the whole song?
Yeah, absolutely. We go through every fucking second of it.
All right, well, I'll let it play for a little bit so you get the vibe.
All right. Here we go.
I've never even seen the music video.
Me either.
We've gone way too fast for way too long. Supposed to make it half this far, and I lived so much life. I think that God is gonna have to kill me twice, like my name was Nikki Six. I woke up in my shoes again, but somewhere it exists. Singing, oops, I did it again.
Come on, a Britney Spears reference? Come on.
I appreciate that. I just want to know why that I didn't know that they were eating with alpacas and and why they got a Happy Meal. But just like a homemade Happy Meal they got like fresh from McDonald's. I don't like this. I already think this is like some like satanic shit. I'm just going to say that off the bat. But what do you think so far?
I think visually you're on the right track. That's some weird shit. It's a little girl eating Happy Meals with alpacas. That's got to be satanic, right?
I've never seen this before. This is wild. Little black girl, by the way. Not trying to be racist. I'm just putting out a description. It's actually pretty crazy. She looks disgruntled.
The music is kind of boring, lackadaisical. I don't really enjoy it that much. That little thing in the middle of all the vocals, and then the way he's singing is not really that great either. I'm not a fan of, and I'm not really a fan of Fall Out Boy anyway, but this is not one song that I would show anybody if I was trying to introduce them to Fall Out Boy.
No, the fact that I have this, I have the song saved in my playlist. Like, I don't listen to it all the time, but I remember trying to listen to it when I was disgruntled, like, whatever. You know, I was 27. I would, or 2017. I would have been 20. No, shit. Yeah, 20. I don't know. Yeah, 20, like 3, 24 years old. Anyways, you're gonna hate more of this. Trust me. If you hate this, well, just wait, dude. It gets so much better.
Well, what's crazy is from the time I press play to right now is almost a minute, like 3 seconds shy of a minute, and really nothing happened so far.
Right. It just imagine. You
know, I mean, as far as the music goes, like, it's not impressive at all, and we're already a minute into a 4 minute song already.
Oh, trust me, I got you.
All right. Well, here we go.
You can pause it whenever.
Okay, that's a lot, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah, you think it's boring? And then I was like, as soon as you said that, I go, oh, just wait. It sounds like on two stereos at a time and just went, they're off center. We'll just play it through.
No, what the fuck is the chipmunk shit?
It's like, yeah, supposed what? To skip, like almost like you're listening to a CD player or something.
That's wild, dude. No way. No way could I listen to that all the way through without stopping it, even if we weren't doing the show. Like, if this song was to come on, there's no way I could listen to that all the way through.
It's bad. I don't and I don't know where it came from. Like, they definitely, you know, had they, like what you said, you hated the down, so like they kind of they went up. And then they hit like a plateau, and then they kind of were like, oh, you know, Fall Out Boy's a joke, and they were Pete and all this shit. And anyways, and then they just do this out of nowhere, and then they come back with some actually pretty good fucking songs later in their career. But this was just a shit.
Well, see, I've always been, you know, sort of a fan of, you know, the deep cuts of an album, of anybody, really. You know what I mean? They've got radio songs and singles and shit like that, but my favorite parts of my favorite bands are the deep cuts that nobody really knows about.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you're a fan, you know?
Oh, and dude.
I'm not saying that it's music like this, but this is probably some of that real true Fall Out Boy fan shit. You know what I mean? Like, if you really love Fall Out Boy, this would be a song that you would like or whatever, because it's...
As a person who loves Fall Out Boy, I'm telling you, this isn't it. They just did this out of nowhere. Like, they did this gay thing, and it was, like, artistic or autistic or whatever you want to call it. But it fucking, this was bad. Like, but I told you, this is like a trans Avicii. Like, this is right when, like, Avicii came out in, like, 2012, 2011. Like, you know, where it really hit, you know, that was when Beats Studios were a thing. But, like, this is, like... Like, again, they were like, let's try to one-up Avicii is what they fucking did here or some shit. I don't know. I hate it.
It's jarring to the ears. It's a lot to unpack audibly. You know what I mean? If you go from the whole, you know, slow, boring fucking intro and then bang, you got this noise, like wall of sound coming at you that's not pleasing to the ear at all.
No, it's like my mom said once when I was listening to Crossfade. Okay. I turned on a song and my mom goes, why does it sound like you have two songs playing at once? And I go, that's a good, right. That's not a bad fucking description of it.
Yeah, this is like three or four songs playing at once.
It's tough. It's not great.
It sounds like the Call of Duty lobby when everybody's listening to music at the same fucking time and you got five different songs playing.
Yes, that's and this bitch looks like she got hit by Thanos. All of a sudden, she starts turning into smoke. I don't know what this is all about, but like, she ran away from the goats, and now she's dying.
You know? Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Like, I don't even think I've grasped any of the lyrics of this shit at all.
There's no lyrics. It's just them screaming.
Okay, well, here's some more. Here's some more. This sucks, dude. Holy cow! Yeah. Mine, dang, we're probably going to have fun with. This is a fucking slog, man, already.
Thank you.
Good job. All right, here's some more. Like, right in the middle of this fucking wild-ass chorus. All right, here we go.
guys. Wow. It looks like the Wild Things, the movie The Wild Things, are in the sex trafficking game. Like it, they just put like five alpacas came out of the woods and put a girl in like the trunk of a car, and now she looks like she's in Pinocchio Donkey World.
My first thought was, see, kids, this is what happens when you play too much Fortnite.
Yeah, no shit.
The
whole time I wanted to be like, this is something you comment over and being like, this is the best. This is the greatest thing in the world. If you were fucked up trying to look for the shittiest thing to watch, this is bad.
Man, I'm going to tell you, if I was doing any kind of hallucinogens right now, that transition from the beginning to the beginning of the chorus and then this loud-ass, noisy wall of sound chorus into that transition into what we've got now, it's over. It's done.
Finishing this video might sign our souls over to, like, the middle ground of hell. Like, we might, we might just be satanic after this. Who knows? I never knew this was the music video.
And see, the thing about it is I'm feeling the whole Wild Thing vibe that you're talking about as far as the llama costumes and shit go.
There's like the shittiest quality, like the eyes don't move and the face don't move, but they just kind of like.
Yeah, see, they kind of remind me of like the old showbiz Chuck E. Cheese dancers on the stage when you went too. They kind of reminded me of that. But it does give it a creepy vibe. I'm probably going to take back the satanic thing, but it is a creepy ass fucking video. If they were goats, then I would say it's probably satanic or it had some kind of Illuminati meeting or meaning or whatever. But
right,
alpacas or llamas or whatever the fuck that was, that's not. Is that satanic? I'm not sure if alpacas are satanic or not.
Alpacas come out in the night. If I saw five, six alpacas standing up on their hind legs and fucking chasing me.
That is pretty nightmarish. That is pretty.
I was a little black girl with an afro. I'd fucking lose my shit, dude. And she's happy now. Apparently, I can't wait to finish this.
She made it until the sun came up and the alpacas went away.
Well, yeah, they would turn to dust. She got out of what was that car, by the way? Is that that's like what Marty McFly had to like dig that black dude out of?
Yeah, like old Bel, like an old Bel Air or something. Yeah. I think maybe
56 something. Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah, that transition was crazy, dude.
Now she's happy. Look, that's why I said Pinocchio Donkey World, because now she's in like the like what's going on, guys? Yeah. You know.
All right. We're right at halfway, so we're almost done. There's a madness that's just coursing right through me, and as far as the time, far as the time, not sure I'm there yet, but I'm certain I've arrived, yeah. I did it again, I forgot what I was losing my mind about. All right, before we get into the chorus again, holy shit.
It's a lot to unpack. It looks like an 8-year-old took a like an acid.
It's getting hard to listen to. Like these hard, jarring transitions are wild, man.
I'm not mad at the like, press rewind. I'm not mad at that. It's what I know comes up where the like, it sounds like somebody like dropped their music studio like on the floor. Mid-mix.
I don't like his voice. That's probably one of the things that I have against Fall Out Boy is his voice. It sounds, and I know this pop punk, especially the boy bands of the pop punk genre, they have that high-pitched poppy kind of thing going on, and I get that's why it's called pop punk and all that kind of shit, but
right.
It's just annoying, man. Like, you know you don't talk like that, so why the fuck would you attempt to sing in that high-pitched, I don't know, it's weird.
Do you appreciate that voice or the, and I'm going to sing?
Oh, no, like emo shit? No. I can appreciate the pop punk voice more than I can like emo pop or punk, right. Whatever the fuck that shit is. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and again, I think he's misusing his voice here.
How's that shit go? Tonight's gonna be the night that I will fall for you. Whatever the fuck it is. Yeah, I hate that shit. I'd rather listen to that than I would what I just said. Fuck all
that. Yeah, the high pitch, for sure. Yeah, I got you. Yeah. Oh, fuck. fuck.
But
man.
Anyway, the chorus is coming back up again, and it's going to be obnoxious as fuck.
And this chick looks like she's at a rave. She's
yeah,
like
she's
the
now she's scared again. She's scared again.
Right, she's fucked up. That she was slipped something or something. She also walked into a bar. This chick is clearly underage, and she's seeing. I don't get it, but she's like, it looks like she's tripping.
But truthfully, like, Bob, though, really, how would you feel and look if you were being chased by two llamas or alpacas in the middle of the night? I think we just went through this. It would be terrifying, right?
It would. They would have slipped me something. Yes, if I would have been seeing alpacas, I would assume yes. The entirety of what I'm in, it does not is not real.
Yeah.
Yuck.
So, according to the build-up, what's getting ready to come up, I think, is the chorus again. And it's not going to be fun. Not looking forward to it. That chorus sucks. All right, here we go.
Become the best yet. I'm just here for the psych assessment. I'm just here for the.
All right, I can't do it again in one clip. There's no way.
I'm not trying to. I would pause more, but I'm just like I'm trying to see what they're trying to put out as a fucking music video, and it's like a. It's like a Star Wars Episode One merchant arguing with like a black mom. I don't understand what's going on here.
I'm trying to figure out. I know we're talking a lot about the music video this episode, but it's fascinating. It seems like it's trying to be portrayed as a bad dream or something. That's the only thing I can figure being chased by alpacas and shit. Like, I don't understand what the concept of that or what the meaning behind is, but it is kind of dumb.
The little girl wakes up in bed in this, you know, second third of the video, and yeah, I can't tell if this is part of it or was she eating with alpacas and now she's tripping after that or what's the yeah. I think the music video's got to in this case because the song has no lyric really, and if it is, it's all trippy shit. You know, I don't even know. I actually would want to go back at some point and look at it, but right now I think it's got to be somewhere like you're taking a mind trip listening to this song. Only assholes.
I didn't pull up the lyrics and prepare for this because I haven't listened to it or anything. This is my first time listening to it, so I didn't want to spoil anything as far as lyrics go. But honestly, dude, I'm not interested enough in this fucking video or this song, rather, to even pay attention to the fucking lyrics that are coming out of his mouth. I've heard Young and Menace a couple times.
Yeah,
but that's about it. I don't know what the storyline is, if it goes with the music video, if it really talks about alpacas or llamas or whatever the fuck. I have no idea.
Right.
All I know is the intro was boring. Then it transitioned into this fucking loud-ass wall of sound shit. Then it transitions hard again back to the soft shit again. Then it hard transitions back into the fucking hard wall of sound chorus shit again.
And now we're technically to the bridge. So who knows what the bridge will sound like?
I'm not a fan of this, dude, at all. Like, it's just jarring all the way around.
It's bad. It's their roughest song by far.
You know, and whenever Christian brought the Fall Out Boy cover of We Didn't Start the Fire, I thought that shit was bad. And I'm already not a huge fan of Fall Out Boy to begin with, right? But I thought that song was terrible because I'm a fan of the original version of that song. So I'm not sure. I mean, I guess this kind of solidifies my belief in that Fall Out Boy, you know, sucks. And I'm not a big fan of them because of this, because the two songs that I've heard that have been put in front of me have not been good. And even the songs that are radio worthy and are popular and all that, I'm not a fan of those songs either. So
I'm telling you, that's why I picked them. Cause I go, they're in my, I don't know why. I don't know. My dad died in 2017. Maybe I was just trying to feel pain or something. But, dude, I don't know why I have the song still saved in my Apple playlist, but, they have better songs. They are way better than this. This is bad. This is real.
If this song came on the radio while I was at work, I'm soccer style race. I'm Ray Finkeling that motherfucker out of the window, bro.
This was on the radio, by the way. That's how I heard this song. And then I was in an 04 Silverado, and what I did was I took the transmitter and I had to fucking, you know, transmit it to a random radio station fuzz number. You know what I'm saying? And then I had a Bluetooth up to that. Anyways. Yeah, man. No, this is their. I can't wait to. I hope you. I'll send you something if we don't get to it in an episode or after episode. But they're, trust me, they're not this bad. They're actually pretty good. But you just, yeah, this is not good. This is bad.
I'm not gonna tell you that I haven't listened to other Fall Out Boy songs. Right? I'm not. I'm familiar with a little bit more shit than just radio stuff. Like I did give them a chance. You know what I mean? Like I'm not. Lost on the fact that Fall Out Boy's popular as fuck and they've got good, whatever, you know what I mean? Everybody's got a turd in their discography somewhere, you know?
For sure. Except for Survivor. Survivor fucking kills, man.
All I'm saying is everything that I've heard from Fall Out Boy thus far in my life, I've not been a fan of. And shit like this just solidifies that for me.
Right. Yeah. This would make you hate it. And that's why I go, I feel bad introducing you. I should have sent you positive shit all week long, being like, this isn't the song. This isn't the song. And then had you listen to this, be like, no, but you respect them. But yeah, no, this is bad. No.
Because, you know, perfect example. I'm a fan of Metallica, right?
Yeah.
You know, they have the infamous album that is Saint Anger that nobody likes. Everybody thinks it sucks and it's egregious and all this. Like, it shouldn't have never been put out. I happen to be a fan of it. You know what I mean? Just because it's different. It's out of the box for Metallica. It's unlike anything they've ever done, you know. And I can appreciate that as a Metallica fan. So, point being, this might be just that this is their Saint Anger kind of song. You know what I mean? Like, this is just one song you just can't get behind because it's not like anything you've ever heard from this band, right?
Right.
I'm just not a fan of Fall Out Boy, man. Yeah. I mean, they probably got good music if you're into that kind of shit, but I'm not huge into pop punk anyway. There's only like a handful of bands that I will even attempt to listen to. Fall Out Boy's not one of them.
This is like that random handful of songs where it's like, are you even in the same genre? Like, what?
Right.
You really went outside the bubble for this artistic, you know, endeavor.
Right. But we've got right at a minute left, so...
Perfect.
I'm not going to say the next clip's going to be a minute, but we'll see how far we can get. This is like a marathon.
It's fun to try to see how it compares.
Right? All right, here we go. All right, whoa, hold on a minute. There's a weird-ass little guitar part in there that was fucking wild.
I don't like right where you have it already. Like, I'm not trying to be satanic. I don't like the, like, one eye in the guitar. It looks like an eye. It looks like that guitar is a fucking monster.
It looks like it looks like Mike Wazowski, Bob.
Very much so, very much so. It looks like the purple Mike Wazowski fucking guitar. But either way... Wow. Weird as shit. I'm not a fan of this.
Yeah.
Weird.
No, I don't like that clip either, dude. That one was jarring. It falls in line with the rest of it, but the tone choice in the instruments and this fucking wall of just noise is baffling.
And the kid running away and having like negative scenarios and every weird drop. I don't like it either. It does. It fits actually like a very audiographic, like the way the music is changing. It fits perfectly to what they're portraying on the fucking music thing.
Why are we chasing little kids, like exploiting kids in music videos? You know what I mean? This seems like a bad dream kind of video. Why would you, I mean,
she looks at least 10 and under, like 10 to 9, somewhere around there. It's a weird video.
Yeah. All right. We've got 30 seconds, 25, 7 seconds, something like that. We're going to go ahead and finish this fucking thing out, dude. It's wigging me out, man.
It is. It's acid. All right. Acid rock.
All right, here we go.
Oh. Okay. There's no resolve. She doesn't wake up from a bad dream. There's just a broken picture frame.
That's it, man. That's all you get. Wow. Good job, Bobby. Golf clap to you, bro.
Thank you.
Wow.
I can't wait to see yours.
Oh, dude, mine's not going to be nowhere near. We're going to have fun with my shit, I think. Like, I really dropped the ball this week, I think. I underestimated you, Bobby.
I mean,
the song I picked is not that, bro.
I gotta tell you, when I was skimmed out of you know my first you know appearance, and they said no in the bracket, I was the first you know one and done. I said, I'm coming back with a vengeance. You have no idea the type of terribleness I know. You know, I listen to shit music. Trust me, I'll bring it.
Congratulations, sir. That was a good job. That has a possibility of going very far this year in Shitty Song of the Year, for sure.
Thank you.
Solid contender, sir.
Thank you, sir.
But like I alluded to, I said earlier, I dropped the ball big time this week. I underestimated you, and I thought that I would have a little fun with some pop punk that I've never heard of. So I went looking for some like pop punk to go against Fall Out Boy. Like I just said, I only listened to a handful of it, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bands like Newfound Glory. I listened to a little bit of Blink-182, a little bit of Good Charlotte, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Eat World. I don't know if Jimmy Eat World is pop punk, but I do listen to that shit too.
I fucking love Jimmy Eat World, so yes.
Right. So when I went looking through their discography, I was like, I kind of like these. You know, I don't want to bring stuff that I like to the show. We kill babies, as we like to call it, all the time. But, you know, I didn't really feel like killing a baby. So I didn't pick anything from bands that I'm familiar with, right? I went looking this time. I went searching for some pop punk that I thought would go good up against Fall Out Boy. And I landed on a chick who calls herself Leah Kate. See, my dad always had this thing where he said, never trust a man with two first names, but he never said what to do with a woman with two first names. I guess Leah Kate is two first names. I know people named Leah and Kate, all first names. But anyway,
yeah,
she has a song called Twinkle Twinkle. Some might call it Twinkle Twinkle Little Bitch. Now, when I say that, Bob, you ever heard of anybody reworking a nursery rhyme into a popular song and making it probably one of the most ridiculous, corny, cheesy, generic fucking pops punk songs you've ever heard? Nursery rhymes, Bob. Nursery rhymes.
I just have a funny do you remember Wildin' Out? They used to try to do like nursery rhymes with like rap to it. My buddy who co-owns the paint business we own, his mom caught me with lyrics. I was like, little Bo Sheep had lost her lamb, and now I make my gun go bam. Like, I wrote that, and she caught that. She was like, yo, your friend's a fucking serial killer. Like, anyways, that's as close as I got. I was the shittiest person who fucking tried to make a lyric into that.
Yeah, so my favorite one has always been Llama Llama Red Pajama. You know the thing.
Yeah.
Ludacris does a version of it. Kevin Gates does a version of it. Those are funny to me, you know. But so this chick, Leah Kate, right? I've never heard of her. Never heard of her before. You know what I mean? Like, this song came out last year, I think, or year before last. Got real popular on TikTok just because of the melody and the song and the rework of the famous nursery rhyme Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. This song is called Twinkle Twinkle Little Bitch. Okay. It's a blatant nursery rhyme ripoff, obviously, about a bad breakup. What's a pop punk song without a bad breakup theme in it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's some hardship or whatever. Hardship,
right? This song is blissfully short. It's only like 2.5 minutes. We have a thing. We've made a rule back in the, not really a rule, it's an unwritten thing. Just, you don't bring songs less than 2 minutes, because it's not really, you have to have song structure and all that kind of shit, right?
Yeah, a chorus that hits multiple times.
Right. So this song is barely making that mark at 2 minutes and 36 seconds, but it's just a standard pop punk riff, like guitar and drums and the whole thing. Like it sounds like your average pop punk song, right?
Okay. Oh yeah.
But the lyrics, dude, it's a breakup song. It's a really pretentious breakup song. Like she's got the best pussy there ever was and you lost it kind of deal. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
It's just generic and fucking cheesy. And you'll see how overproduced it is once we get started. And if you thought, I got some shit to say about the music video in this one, so I'm glad that we do video episodes so people can see what we're talking about. But there are some video things in this one too that I have a problem with.
Yeah.
But let's go ahead and get this thing pulled up here. Here's Leah Kate. Twinkle, twinkle, little bitch. Here we go.
What? Twinkle, twinkle, little bitch. Just another narcissist. Hate your guts, you make me sick. I'm so fucking over it. Emo boy, sad song, said they're all about me. Yeah, right, boo hoo. You're so fucking cheesy. You're a fake nice guy, that's the worst kind. Fine girls with nice eyes.
I'm turned on. What? Had I heard this in high school, this would have been playing in my 04 Silverado. I'll let you come inside.
My room. All right, dude. I've never heard of this chick. Like, this song is fucking preposterous, dude.
Yo, preposterous? Let the listeners know there's lingerie, shirt, and jeans. Like baggy, like 90s jeans. I'm not in the tricycle. There's like a little kid's room with an overly sexual woman. What?
Okay, so I'm glad you said that. See, so for people not watching, this chick's pretty hot, right? She's got like auburn streaks in her hair. She's got a nice body. She's got this little knitted lingerie top thing on, like Bobby said, and baggy pants and all that. That's great, right? She's hot. Sex sells. That's what it's supposed to do. You know what I mean? But a visual cue here for the ones that are watching this right now. Can we stop? And it kind of touched on it a little bit with your song and the fucking kid being exploited, being chased by fucking alpacas or whatever the fuck it was in your video. Can we stop with the weird sexualization of little kid bedrooms and shit, man? Like, this is a hot, sexy girl, right? As we've already said. There's a fucking tricycle in the fucking picture. Fucking baby building blocks of fuck teddy bears on the bed, wagons in the floor.
What are the bean? What's the bean counter? An Arabica? What is that thing called?
What are you talking about?
The thing next to the little table and the like in between her and
that. Oh, the little footstool thing.
What is that like? It's like what you'd count on. Like the top is like ones, the middle.
Yeah. That's
what,
okay.
What
yeah,
the fuck is about. That? Why? Like then there's all these weird teddy bears and shit, and look at that wood crate in the left corner. It's like all a right. wood cart with wood wheels.
I feel like I have to. I feel like you made a face whenever she said it, and you mentioned it earlier. But I feel like it's my duty as an adult, with some sense. I let you come inside my room. Is that line really necessary? Because we've already spoke on the visual cues here in the kid childlike bedroom and the hot girl in it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just weird, dude. And why with the kid thing? Why are you exploiting kids? You
down
know what I'm saying? Like, it's just fucking weird.
The wallpaper and carpet mix is like, this is like, yeah, it's like a newborn, like, oh, he's a 5-year-old. We'll change his room when he gets a little older.
It's
like,
a little, like, yeah, it's a little odd to babyfy and sexualize a relationship experience in a kid's room. You know what I mean? It's just weird.
Her lingerie shows about 2 inches to 2.5 to 3 inches above, like, where it goes up under her hip. So her pants could fall off at any second with the knife, with a great wiggle.
We're talking a lot about the music videos today. I'm hoping that everybody's, or not everybody, but I'm hoping a lot of people are going to watch a lot of this because we haven't said shit about it. No, it's fine. I like talking about the music video. It draws people in a little bit to go watch the videos. But what I'm saying is the music, bro, along like this pop punky shit, like it's standard textbook pop punk music, right? But the fuck. we're going to get into the chorus here in a second, and I'm going to make this point after we listen to the chorus, but this is lazy as shit, man. As far as the, like, musically, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like,
sure.
Everybody knows Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Everybody knows that shit. Come up with your own fucking thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
It's lazy. But here's the chorus, and you already get it. It's Twinkle Twinkle Little Bitch. You heard it earlier. Here we go.
Twinkle little bitch, just another narcissist. Hate your guts, you make me sick. I'm so fucking over it. Twinkle, twinkle little bitch, I wish you didn't exist. Tried to turn my life to shit. I'm so fucking over it.
Leave the nursery rhymes alone, man. Come up with your own shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just, it's cheesy. It's fucking, like, it's just, it's dumb, dude.
I can see this.
It's dumb, dude. It's dumb.
This could be a song you see on, like, you use chemically used soap products. Like, I could see this being like a, you know, nature woman soap kind of, like, commercial, being like, stop hurting your skin with hurting fucking chemicals. And then they have this bitch rolling through like a soap wall and like water and shit behind her, and it's like, twinkle twinkle little bitch, and then it's like, yo, use, you know, Manscaped for what? Women, whatever the fuck.
Wow, I've never heard. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The way the music works, a soap commercial for women who don't want yeast infections from scented soap might be a thing,
right? Feels like I've heard something. Feels like I've heard something about that.
Yeah. Man.
That's kind of like what this song is like. This song is getting soap in your pee hole. You know,
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Just fucking just burns the shit out of you, and it's fucking aggravating and a nuisance afterwards because it's still going to burn even though you washed it out. And we're done with the song. This song still pisses me off. I've heard this song about 3 times since we decided to do this episode, 3-4 times. And it gets more aggravating and pisses me off one level more every single time I hear it. It's just fucking stupid. Like, okay, there's a couple more visual cues coming up that I'll try to pause at the right moments to get the full effect, but it goes back to the whole, like, sexualization. I know sex sells, and I'm a fucking perv just like anybody else is, but it's blatant here lately. Like, they don't try to hide it anymore. You know what I mean? When I was growing up, dude, you got videos like Motley Crue's Girls, Girls, Girls music video on MTV. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I've jerked off to that video. It's so fucking sexual with girls and fucking titties and ass and all that kind of shit. But now, in this day and age, they put kid stuff in front of you and they sexualize. And I know sex sales, and I'm not trying to be no holier than thou almighty dude, but give it a break, man.
She's doing like an anime girl face where it's like, she's short of cross-eyed and she looks off.
I'm not going to call myself a feminist or anything like that. I'm not. I don't support the fact and subscribe to the "you asked for it because of the way you dress" kind of shit. Like, I'm not for any of that, right? But you talk shit about this breakup. Like, let me talk about the song for a second and the lyrics. You're talking about a breakup with a dude, but you're crawling around under fucking tables. You know what I mean? Being all like hot and sexy and shit. And then you're in a kid's room in the beginning of it. Like, there's some risque steel shots in this fucking video that you could pause and jerk off to.
I let you come inside there. It really comes into fucking play when you hear that fucking chorus and the way that she's acting. Yeah, it's definitely fucked up. This is a chick who's singing about her uncle, that's for sure.
But here's, I think, the second verse and the chorus again, I guess. It's short, dude. It's not going to take very long, but here we go.
Yeah, I'm almost done.
New girl, same bar, see you every weekend. Cheap tricks, bullshit, get them back in your bed. 26 still in your mom's basement and telling everyone you're about to make it. I can't believe that I let you come.
God damn it. What the
fuck? Nope, hold on. What? First off, hold on. I mean, I don't know where you want me to go with that, but the fact that they pussy shot.
Wait a minute, dude. I've pressed too many. See how excited it gets a man? You know what I'm saying? You see what it does? Like, it fucked me all up. I was trying to pause it and hit the wrong fucking button.
I mean, they hit late 80s latex pussy shot? Whoa, what the fuck just happened there? Like, I mean, wow. Yeah, let's yeah, for sure. Let's go back to, yeah, her
let's
crawling
get,
in there. And the,
but this is going to be a it. Yeah, this is going to be a nightmare.
Look at her tits here, by the way. Look at the difference from what you just had. I know this is, I'm so sorry about the music video content of this. I know this isn't what this is. She's great. She might be platinum. Holy shit, her tits. Anyways, go on.
You see what I'm saying? This is proving my point, Bobby.
This is bad. This is so funny. She could sing like an angel for all I care.
She could sound like shit, but you'd never know it because of all the tits and ass.
It's just a complete difference of a pause, too, by the way. Because earlier, I would have been distracted by this 10 minutes ago, but oh my God. Anyways, go on.
You ain't, okay, here we go. Let's play that clip again. All right, let's play that clip again. Here we go.
New girl, same bar, see you every weekend. Cheap tricks, bullshit, get them back in your bed. 26 still in your mom's basement and telling everyone you're about to make it.
There you go, Bob.
Also, 26. So she's singing about, like, men past 25, and she's in a child's room singing about this. That's also another one to be like, you know, whole thing. 26. What a weird age to be singing about. You're. She confirmed sex in that second verse, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Also, really cool on the Madonna, you know, 80s latex pants, you know, look like a mirror thing going on here.
Dude, when you were 16, if you know, YouTube was around when you were 16, you could stop that right there. You could get off to that, right?
Bro, do you know that? Dude, that's like a whole, like, chicks in green, like, marching band sexy outfit. I completely fucking beat off to that. It was the closest to pussy lip you'd ever seen in your life. Yeah. And then you got this bitch up there meeting her in the middle, you know? That's crazy. Yeah for sure. I for sure would have beat off to this.
Pretentious, my pussy is the greatest and you missed it. This is what this is. You fucked up and I got the best shit there is and you fuck. See, and it's weird too because I'm saying all this, but I'm getting like a Meghan Trainor, Taylor Swift, Demi Lovato kind of vibe from this. You know what I mean? Like the kind of music they put out about man hating and all that shit, right?
Yeah, this chick sings like this, and then she goes to baby talk right in bed. She's like, yeah, you really want to give it to me? It's like, ew.
Right.
Ew, you weird kinky bitch.
All right, let's play some more of this shit and get through the other chorus at least.
Twinkle little bitch, just another narcissist. Hate your guts, you make me sick. I'm so fucking over it. Twinkle, twinkle little bitch, I wish you didn't exist. Tried to turn my life to shit. I'm so fucking over it.
They even managed to squeeze in a shitty-ass guitar solo in 2.5 minutes.
I appreciate the effort, though. That's tough. I think she's going to finger herself with that airplane later.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying, dude? Like, the whole visual aspect of this is proving my point. The music sucks. Like, it's just generic. Like, again, the fucking make your own shit. Like, why you got to rob a nursery rhyme of all fucking things? You know what I mean? Why taint that part of music that, you know, there's people out there that spoof and parody nursery rhymes all the time, but don't taint it with this dumb.
Though. Like, you could never play this on radio, so, like, in my head, I go, who makes this to, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a good dudes point,
in jail. Dudes in jail might fucking listen to this and be like, holy shit. You know, they, you know, like when you have a proxy on like spoof porn and shit, you can't even get like
right.
anime. Like, this is the shit you have to go to. I don't know.
Yeah, I think yeah, I think chicks that listen to the Dixie Chicks listen to this shit.
The chicks now. The chicks.
Oh, the chicks. Sorry. Can't say Dixie anymore. yeah, okay. So in 2.5 minutes, there's been a lot to unpack as far as lyrics and the music video and all this shit. Like,
but come inside to bring it back up.
Yeah, I know. People are probably going to like this song. I'm hoping I'm going to try to sway with the people that watch the videos that vote. You know what I mean? But we haven't talked a lot about the music here, but it's just not a lot to talk about, really. You know what I mean? Like, in 2.5 minutes, there's been so much going on, and innuendo lyrics and fucking video cues, and we've talked about the stealing of the fucking nursery rhyme and all that, but it's just fucking, like, it's...
They're nothing lyrics.
No, it's generic. You can't...
And she's clearly playing into terms, like, playing into, I'll let you come inside my room. It's like, holy shit.
Right.
Like, you can hear that, you know, you hear it, you're like, oh, this is the lyric, but... Yeah, the way they're portraying it too is it's very just wow. All right, good for you guys. I'm gonna take it out of my girl later.
And they call this pop punk is what's crazy to me too. I don't know. This would be like I don't hear anything pop punk in this. I mean, Taylor Swift would have made this same song without the cuss words in it. She's done it a million times. You know what I mean? She's done it a million times already.
I'm getting a real, like, guys who listen to this, type in real sister porn. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know why. I'm just getting that vibe.
Yeah. But having said all that, it's a 2-minute and 36-second song, and in 36 seconds, they manage to also squeeze in a third verse before the song it gets over with, and I think maybe the chorus again. So there's a lot in 2 minutes and 30 seconds, I think. But then again, there's really nothing in 2 minutes and 36 seconds. But
yeah,
this is the last little bit of it. Then we'll be wrapping up and ending this whole thing. Yeah, here's the last little bit of it.
Emo boy, sad song, said they're all about me. Think you're gonna be a star, not likely. Boy, you should be crying. I'm a fucking diamond. Twinkle, twinkle, little bitch, just another narcissist. Hate your guts, you make.
Yeah, that's a song for I let losers come in me and then are mad they don't call me back.
The last little lyric there, I had out of all the lyrics that have been, this one was pretty funny to me. Like it says, emo boy, sad song, said they all about me. Think you're going to be a star, not likely. Boy, you should be crying because I'm a fucking diamond. You see what I'm saying? Like she's the best, like the diamond. The diamond's the best stone, or supposed to be portrayed as the best stone. You know what I mean? AKA my pussy's the best, and I'm a fucking diamond, and you lost it, right? What I think she's a bullet that this dude just dodged because that's a nightmare relationship right there, Bobby. You don't want to get involved. We don't want to get involved with chicks like that.
No, that's a chick who hugs her dad way too long.
But I'm trying, like, the way she's talking about this dude, I feel like he's an emo boy that writes music, right? He's a songwriter, emo boy about a sad song or whatever. So I'm trying to figure out maybe it was one of these pop punk band dudes that she was with and he fucked her over, like the guy from Fall Out Boy or one of the dudes from Blink 182 or something, maybe. I don't know.
I get like a soy boy vibe where he's like, he talks to her about health and stuff, and then, you know, like ends up like getting her into it, and then like fucks a girl with looser jeans than her, but also like a tighter pussy. You know what I'm saying? Where like
you mean like one of them vegan straight edge chicks?
Yeah, where like she was like kind of down because of the guy, but then the guy finds a girl who's like even deeper in the life than he is, and he's like, oh shit, like I need this bitch, like fuck, you know, fuck this, you know, she look. even though like me and you have painted enough rooms, that looks like a standard like residential, like that could be in a cul-de-sac. That's a room that could be in a cul-de-sac there. That's
one of those cookie cutter homes.
That's what I'm saying. And that don't look like a, hey, I'm using fucking mead in my hair and I haven't washed it in 3 months kind of a thing. But like that's she's singing about a guy who is fucking, you know, who left her for a guy or, you know what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
A crusty dude.
Dude, I would not want to be involved with a chick that writes music about me like that. There's no way.
No. No way. Although I don't know if I want to be with a chick who writes music about me in general. Can you imagine? No. Like, is there anybody who thinks good about a man fucking?
No way. No.
You know, a lot of like good sexual songs are like he loves me for who I am. He listens to me.
No.
You know, not too many good songs are about like he put his 5-inch wiener into me and his soul made me feel better about myself.
Right. Yeah. There's no way, dude. I mean. This is what I think. This is what the kids call a toxic relationship involved with bitches like that. There's no way.
Yeah, they once fucked before school started, and then she never stopped calling him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They smoked Virginia Slims together after a night, and that was it. Virginia Slims. What a nice smoke.
All right, so. After all that, y'all, I mean, we've talked a lot about the music video this episode more than we have in a really long time, which is fine. But you guys have listened to these songs just like we have. You know, you haven't heard anything that we haven't. You've heard everything that we have. So based on that, my opinion, it doesn't matter what I think, but based on that, my opinion, I kind of brought mine just to have a little fun, which it turned up being, you know, a nothing song, I think. Up against, dude, yours was super jarring, and I believe you might have the upper hand this week, I think just because everybody knows the Twinkle Twinkle thing, and it's repetitious, and everybody knows it, and it's something easy you can sing with. Mine has it's as terrible as it is. I think yours might still pull it off this week, I believe.
Could you replace her with an Avril Lavigne, you know, song or something? 100%. I think you wouldn't even notice it. Like, if she wasn't doing Twinkle Twinkle, it would almost be like she has a decent voice. She just chose the weirdest fucking remix of all time.
Yeah, I haven't heard any of her other stuff. I'm going to have to go back and listen to some of it because, I mean, her voice is aggravating just like any other pop punk song would be. You know, it's just female this time, just like Avril Lavigne. I can't stand Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
But this, like I said earlier, this song has the potential to be wrote by Meghan Trainor without the cussing and shit. You know what I mean? Taylor Swift, she's rewrote this song a million times already. Demi Lovato has this same style of fuck you, dude, I'm better, I'm you lost out kind of deal. You know what I mean? Kind of like Taylor Swift and the rest of them. So it has that same vibe. It's just delivered a different way and using a fucking nursery rhyme and the whole thing, dude. It's just dumb and cheesy and generic, and it's a bad example of pop punk music, I think. But just because of the jarring transitions and the in-your-face wall of sound shit that you brought this week, I really think that you have the upper hand. So having said all that, everybody listening, if you think that Fallout Boy and Young and Menace was the name of the song,
yes, sir.
And the noise and, oh, man. Like, I can't even, that's going to go far, dude. I really have high hopes for that thing. It's going to go far. If, you know, I'm pretty sure you're going to win this week. But if you think that Bobby's song and the Fall Out Boy and the Young and Menace was worse, vote for that one. If you think my nursery rhyme ripoff about a breakup is going to take the cake this week, then vote for that one. But it's not up to either one of us, Bobby. It's all up to the listeners now. They get to decide which one moves on. But if you don't win this week, I'm going to be surprised.
Yeah, I'll kill myself. So, I'm going to be surprised. We'll all be surprised.
But that's all I got, man, as far as the main episode goes. I don't have anything else. Is there anything you want to plug before we get out of here?
Just the 50 Shades of Boucher podcast. You can go follow me on Twitter. podcast. I don't, YouTube is extremely hard to find, so just go to Twitter and then follow the link of whatever fucking YouTube I posted. I'll post it. I'll look at it, and I'm on like one somebody else's podcast. But other than that, I can't find myself. So, just go to my Twitter. That's where all the podcast shit is. My Instagram is more for my family. So unless you're a sick pervert, stay away. Again, it's a Boucher Pod. That's it.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. So yeah, that's probably. I don't have anything else. That's about it. We're going to be hanging out afterwards for the hidden track, listening to some shit. I got some stuff planned. So check out the Patreon for that coming up. Yeah. So this evening I have been Red, and you're who?
Oh, Bobby Boucher of the Shades right. of Boucher podcast. Thank you.
That's right. And until next time,
Bobby Boucher.
Later.
Head over to shittysong.show, where you can access past Shitty Song of the Year winners, where you can vote and see weekly poll results. If you'd like to support the show, sign up at patreon.com/SSOTW for the $5 shitbox tier. Every Sunday, you will gain early voting access and the video version of the show. Also, you'll get hidden tracks, shit blankets, and
the
so much more.
Hey.
Reach out to us on Twitter, @RedSSOTW, and join the Discord server to submit song suggestions, chat about the show, and hang out with us, guests, and other listeners.